Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fishermen Ministry South Carolina Thursday night service.
I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, with my head raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping Him. Sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on Him, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song.
Run.
Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, most high. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, most high.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you, for time to worship you and hear your word. And thank you for all that you've done, dying on the cross for us, Lord, and its sufficiency. Prepare our hearts to receive your word, Lord, and go forward in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stir up a hunger, the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger, a hunger in my heart. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger, a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart for more of you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to warn you now, Paul. I don't have much. Huh? So, I was talking to somebody about going up today, and I said, I just don't want to. But you know, praise God, I'm up here anyway and completely out of sorts. And I said, I know it's pride that I don't want to go up and go, I don't know. So I'm going to go to 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So, are we loving by word and tongue? Are we loving by deed and truth? And I know for me that's a big question. Because often I can say a thing and say that I'm going to do a thing, but do I fulfill that thing? And is that thing of the Lord? Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't, but that's where the grace of the Lord comes in, because I can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I screwed up. I stepped out from under what you would have me do. Please forgive me. And he is faithful to forgive us if we but humble ourselves and submit unto him. If we keep his commandments, and his commandments are believe on his Son and love one another, those two things are so easy, and yet and our flesh are so hard and against the grain of everything that and our flesh we want to do. Because naturally, I know for me, I want to please me. It's not about anyone but myself. But that's not his commandment to us. How are we going to minister to other people if we're so concentrated on pleasing ourselves and pleasing this flesh? We can't. Well, we are ministering, but we're not ministering the grace and love of Christ. We're ministering ourselves. And if that is what we're ministering ourselves, then we're sending people away from Christ. And I know that's not where I want to stand, because I know the Lord is gracious and has blessed me abundantly. So go forward and minister him, because that love and grace and mercy is there for anyone. I know if the Lord loves me and forgave me, that I can then love and forgive other people and extend and show His love and grace and mercy to others, that they may too partake of it. How awesome is that? If we step out in it. I'm done.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength. And thanks, honor and power and strength. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God. Forever and ever, be to our God. Forever and ever, be to our God. Forever and ever, amen.
Okay. Well, good evening. As I was reading through that passage, got some interesting stuff in it. My children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. So it's a win-win any way you look at it. You can't tank. You can't tank. You know, the one of the chief ways the enemy gets a hold of us is by accusing us of having failed and having tanked and done this thing wrong or done that thing wrong. You don't have to buy into that. That's what this is saying, is put that stuff off. Because God's bigger than that. Just because you screw up, that doesn't mean everything's over for you. I mean, I have a perfect, tried and true arrangement to never screw up. Unfortunately, there's no inheritance at the end of it. And, you know, it stinks to be me. That's part of the learning the humility thing and being willing to screw up and then trusting the Lord to make it all right again. Just like a father. The kid screws up. The kid ends up having to trust the father as he agonizes over the thing that he's done. He's trusting that at the end of this whole thing, his father's going to have fixed it. If his father loves him, he does, and then he teaches him a lesson as a result of it. So he doesn't screw it up again. One of the most important things that father has to convey to that child is that the target doesn't keep moving around. And that father's trying to live up to the same standard the Father in Heaven has, and that Father in Heaven is standard is, I know where you came from and I know what you are. You can't disappoint me, but you can learn how to please me. So you move on from the screw up as the recipient of the Father's correction and forgiveness, and you trust that we're done with it. The target isn't moving all over the place, and that he's going to make everything that I am unable to fix all right. That's what fathers do. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Well, that's one of those things that doesn't stay a hidden secret. And everybody that knows you knows whether or not you're doing stuff that pleases him or not, based on whether you get the stuff you ask for. But the motivation to do the things that are pleasing in his sight isn't to get the stuff we ask for. That's just the side benefit of it. We're supposed to be doing the stuff that pleases him, finding out what it is and doing it all the time, every time we get a chance. Because he loved us first. And we owe him a debt we can't repay. You know, and if your mind is set on that thoroughly, then that'll be noticed very easily too by all the stuff you get every time you ask for it. Because your mind is set on him. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as He gave us commandment. That's also something that everybody's going to know whether you're doing it or not. Because that is not a feeling, it's an action. It's a choice. And when you're loving people, they're going to know it, even if it's corrective love and it doesn't feel good. They're going to especially know that. They may not be happy with that, but they'll know it. And if it's just something that you're doing positively and reminding people about the goodness and the grace of the Lord and exhorting them and speaking the word to them and helping them through the day, they're still going to know you're doing it. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. It's back and forth relationship. It goes back and forth. It's not just one way. It made sense in my head. I hope it made sense outside of it. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit with which he has given us. In the next chapter, it tells you how to test the spirits to come around trying to give you testimony, because they're not all trying to help you. But his does. I'll leave that one for Hope the next time it's her turn. I'm done.
Emmanuel, God is with us.
name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Your Majesty gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you had created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have paid the price and I am yours. Forever and ever I will serve you. You're the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in celebration. Your Majesty gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you had created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have paid the price and I am yours. Forever and ever I will serve you. You're the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in celebration. And the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. I know, but when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when. when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Good evening, everybody. Did you get my text? Did you? It worked out anyways, didn't it? Yeah, praise the Lord. Good evening. You know, as I was listening to y'all, you know, Paul was talking about the, it's a win-win. Okay, I mean, he set us up. We're not failure at all. The Lord has set us up not to fail. I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful thing that is the case. I mean, rather you just absolutely just, gosh, you fumble down, fall flat on your face, you make a huge mess of things. Yet you turn that over to Him, and He is well able to fix all those things. And it be a redemption, and a praise be to Him. You can just see the gospel being manifested once again in your life through your stupidity. Praise God. I mean, amen. It doesn't matter. Or if you didn't fall flat on your face and He brought you through some other thing that you were going through, then praise God, amen. He gets the glory. I mean, it's a win-win, but turn unto Him and agree with Him. I mean, here is the Lord with victory. Okay, with victory. And it's us that come to Him in humility, as Hope was talking about. And if we just turn to the Lord and trust Him with whatever the situation may be, with whatever it may be, whether you just fall flat on your face, whether it's just a trialing situation, whether you just trust Him, you just choose Him, you just say, yes, Lord, and that is a win-win. But if we turn away from Him and walk away, we can notice that things get shaky, things get rocked, the boat gets, you're like, man, how did I get here? Where are you, Lord? He's going, I'm right here. I never left. Turn around and come back to me. Which really is those messes that we make is usually because we just walked away doing our own wayward thing, doing our own thing. And all these things just come unraveling apart because you give free rein for the enemy. It's not that the Lord's done anything. No, you just give free rein to the enemy. But yet if we just will turn, He can even turn that mess around to glorify Him. I mean, remember our testimonies? I mean, our testimonies are not with that, we were great, we were good, we are awesome. No, not at all. That's not the case. It never has been the case. Alright, so when we were talking about loving God, loving one another, keeping His commandments, it's something we can do. Why is it something we can do? Because it's not based on our love, our strength, what we can manifest. Hope you were talking about you're ministering something. What is it that you're going to minister? You're going to sow something out there. Is it going to be the love of Christ, or is it going to be yourself? And see, now that scares me. It makes me tremble. In the sense, because I know in myself I cannot do that. I really can't. I'm such a selfish prick. It's not even funny. I really, really am. That's me. So I'm going, I can't do this, Lord. I can't do this. Lord says, I know you can't. But I can. And I have. So don't worry about it. Trust me. Okay? And that's where we choose to agree with Him. That's where we choose to accept Him and what He is able to do and able to accomplish. And being a mother, being a wife, being a father, being a minister, whatever the case may be, being a brother, being a sister, it doesn't matter. He is well able. Okay, and that's the net we can rest in. See, that's where we cease from our own works, us trying to do it, and we rely on Him. We simply just choose to agree with Him. And He's able to bring us through all of those things. What's right before us? And He's able, in faith, He is able to love others through you. He's well able. So we don't rely on our strength, what we're capable of doing. We rely on His strength and what He's capable of doing. And I'm talking about strength here. I really should use the word love. That's the word. And so it's not that we change this flesh because this flesh is a cursed thing. We can't change it. We can't make it holy. We can't make it righteous. We can't make it something it's not and will never be. Don't fight that battle. We've talked about that one Sunday. Don't fight that. That's not the battle to fight. But no, we rest in the power of God and in His love. Because when we rest in that, we are well able to love. Not only in word, but in deed also. Well able. Well able. He's called us to do it. We can do it. Not with this old man. Just hang him up. Throw him down. Actually, just put him completely away. Dig a hole, bury it. Because He's given you the new man. And it's simply a choice. Simply a choice of just believing Him and believing Him at His word. You just believe Him right at His word, what it says. He's well able. And when we can just wrap our hands around that, it's a really, really simple, simple thing. It's a simple concept. You choose to believe Him and you choose that you are well able. No matter what this old man tries to do. No matter what it tries to do. Don't listen to it. Give it no place. And if you do listen to it, repent. The Lord's well able to show somebody the gospel of Jesus Christ through you. Doesn't matter of your old man and what it does. He's well able. He's so much bigger than that. He is well able to have His love shine right through you to the other person, for that other person. And what that love is going to do, what it's going to manifest, is the power and the love of Jesus Christ. Not yourself. That's it.
Joy of the Lord.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.